John's here, and we're going to talk about, everything that happened in Raglan this year, but a lot of the stuff, the things that we've collected, information we've collected and we think is worthy of talking about now. And I've just finished preparing. I literally finished with 17 seconds to spare, so I think I did well, John.
Yeah, I was saying I could talk for 5 hours, but hopefully you condensed it down a bit more.
Well, we've got 44 minutes.
We'll see how we get on then.
Yeah, so we're going to start from the beginning of the year. Well, usually we start just before the end of last year, because obviously, like, it's the 13th of December today, so in a year's time we've still got half a month's worth of things to do. So it's been, John, one of my overwhelming things that this is how far away the start of the year seems with the different things that were happening, because on December the 20th, so this is just over a year, just about a year ago, I should say, the news item, vaccine pass required for entry to Raglan Library and council offices, swimming pools, dog pounds, campgrounds, all that sort of stuff happens. And battles were being fought that are no longer, they're all in the past now. All this is in the past now.
Some people haven't forgotten, though. So
haven't forgotten, no, but it just feels like so long ago, because now we've got, it's a different world now.
But it's probably increased the extent to which some people believe in conspiracies. So.
Yes. I mean, we here at the station, we had to work out what we were going to do. We knew the council was going to ask us to implement, well, we thought council was going to implement stuff on the town hall, and so we actually made our own policy really fast and gave it to council in an attempt to preempt that. In the end, they gave the town hall committee the right to choose what happened. So there was a lot of people working to try and figure out how to minimise the effect of things like that. We thought we did all right, but I'm sure some people disagreed. Anyway, moving on, John. I didn't even know about this one. A paraglider killed in an accident at Raglan Beach and found by a member of the public on December the 20th.
It's remarkable how little coverage some of these things get, because there was also an incident north of here a week or two ago when somebody went missing, and I've only seen one mention of it.
I've seen a Facebook post about it.
And that as well, yes.
Yeah, but that's all I've seen.
But it was in the Herald, which was the only paper that seemed to cover it, and that was only very brief and not telling you very much.
No, well, I mean, if we don't notice it, we're the local news place. We're one of the local news places.
So, yeah, we've had quite
criticize.
A few people being killed during the year, unfortunately. So
yeah,
it seems to happen every year, and I don't know whether safety can be improved at all in any of these respects. There was the news over the weekend, which we might get to at the end, but
which
you mentioned earlier this morning.
Yeah, you heard that, yeah. So a lot of stuff over the summer when I was not at work. A kite surfer flies to woman's rescue in non-fatal drowning incident at the Harbour Bar on December the 20th. So, yeah, kite surfer flew down to rescue someone, which is, they can make a movie about that. That's what that feels like to me. The first I knew about it was today. So there we go. Toddler remains critical in hospital after near drowning at Raglan, 29th of December. A two-year-old in a pool, not at the beach. A motorcycle caught fire in a serious crash involving another car on State Highway 23. When was that, John? January the 17th.
Yep, there's all sorts of ways of dying and being injured, so you need to be careful.
And this one really hit home because we've just had, well, actually this wasn't quite the same, but a trio grateful to have survived after vessel flipped. That could have been headline for today. But in this case, a 6-metre boat abruptly overturned, treacherous waves. But according to Wally Hawken, local Coast Guard president, these guys from all accounts did everything they should have done, and they were wearing life jackets, filed a report, and when they went out, everything was fine. So when they didn't come back, because they hadn't, the report wasn't responded to, they went out, people went out and rescued them.
Yep, so, and then we get into the middle of January, and we've got back to what we normally talk about, which is things to do with council and plans and all that sort of stuff.
So is this the district plan one you're talking about?
Amongst other things, yes. And the wastewater sewage resource consent, which is still unresolved.
Yeah, I overrode that one because that's just an ongoing thing in the background of our lives. They're always working on the resource consent for our sewage. It's just normal. But yeah, the district plan decision was released after 8 years of work on behalf of the council, 120 days of hearings. And yeah. There's that.
And that's still going because I'm still getting regular emails, which I find hard to understand. But
because people can object, is it?
Well, if you pay money, you can, because that's one of the changes that National introduced, the previous round of district plan, you didn't have to pay anything, but now you have to pay several hundred dollars to take part in the process.
Okay.
And it's so complex that probably, I struggle with it, and probably most people would struggle even more. So.
Yeah, yeah. Now, John, I'm going to skip over a whole bunch of stories above this, especially the tourism stories.
Yeah, there's always stories which try to sell Raglan and say how wonderful it is to come and stay here.
Yeah, super gold card
story. People read them and come.
Yeah, well, that's true. The vaccination rate. So I mentioned some of the vaccination stuff, New Zealand focused on Raglan's vaccination rate for a while, and when all the details emerged, it turned out ours was pretty similar to other rural areas, so we'll just leave that at that. Seven beach rescues in a day, February the 1st, this article came out. Hot weather and long weekends, anniversary weekend, yes.
Because I think we do need to bear in mind that the surf lifeguards are pretty good at doing publicity and they need to do this to get their funding. So,
yeah, but also remind people just to,
yes,
go,
to
easy
be careful.
Go easy out there. And if you're in a boat at Manu Bay, use your common sense. That's the message today.
Don't get it overturned. Yeah,
I know. Have you seen the footage of that, John?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah, it's spectacular.
So where can listeners find that?
On stuff.co.nz. It was actually in front of the surf cam.
Okay, I saw the headlines on that. I've not read the story yet.
Yeah. This is pretty serious. January the 30th, police ask for information for Raglan homicide investigation. So,
yeah, lots of these things we never hear any more about.
No, I had to follow up the one about the robbery, which we did get an answer for. We'll talk about that later, the one at the beat, the robbery, one of the robberies. Found dead in his car. Okay, all right. Police looking for information. We don't know what happened. Obviously, he's not going to become undead, though. Pair sentenced over failed Raglan bar crossing. Here we go again. So this is from January the 28th. Two men who appeared in Hamilton District Court on 14th of January were fined $1,500 each after a failed attempt to cross the Raglan bar on the 4th of April. The key aggravating factors in the case were the attempted crossing of the bar in unsafe conditions, that life jackets were not worn by any of the passengers, and that the onboard radio was inoperative. So not only did they get their boat turned upside down and fright, they also got a fine. $1,500 each for that.
At least they got their boat back because it was towed into harbour by the harbour master.
Yeah, well, the one that on the weekend came back too, it's sitting on the rocks in less than good condition. John, I'm scrolling up past the Greens article too. The WDC will maintain the operational landing zone signage and fence maintenance in accordance with best practice. This is the this has been the runway stoush. Oh, that's right, because all through last summer there was an extra campground in Raglan on the runway.
Well, from the end of the previous December, virtually a year ago, yes.
Yeah, and made the Waikato Times, Aaron Lehman, doing a report on that.
Which is another thing we've not heard much about recently, and it's not even on the community board agenda for tomorrow.
But they've decided to give the land back.
Yeah, but we haven't got a progress report on that, or what's happening, or anything.
So what?
Or how much it's costing, meanwhile.
True, but what I remember from the report at the time was that it was going to be a long, slow process, legally weird, and they've expected to find a few fishhooks along the way.
Yeah, well, sounds rather like the sewage, but we get reports on that from time to time, but we haven't had reports on how the airfield is going.
Okay, I've got seven beach rescues. Yeah, this is the repeat. I'm doing the CEO, Matt Williams, said lifeguards were involved in 150% more preventable rescues this anniversary compared to last. We're coming up to summer, folks. I believe it's mostly visitors who are the ones getting themselves needing rescued around here, but I may be incorrect.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
John?
I think locals have seen these reports so often that they are aware. But
firefighters work overnight the second day on blaze in dense rural Raglan forest. Is that out by the beach?
No, this was... I've forgotten where it was now.
Oronga Road. Where the heck's that?
Uh, I didn't know at the time. I've forgotten. Sorry.
You don't know. You're Mr. Rambler. You go all over the area.
No, need to use Google Maps and find where it is, but I'm not sure.
All right, we're just going to move on then. John, you're just going to have to cope with where I'm jumping to. But you might know about this. There were two overflow events in Raglan sewerage that entered the ground floor of a house. That sounds a bit rough. That's from the Waters Governance Board in the start of February.
Maybe it shows how long the year is because I didn't remember that or where it was.
Okay. All right. I'm jumping past the community board meeting details. And on February the 7th, the airfield was in the Waikato Times again. I'm quoting Angeline Greensill here in this article saying, "I'm the claimant who took the Waitangi Tribunal claim on behalf of all the lands around Raglan that belong to our tribe, and the airfield is one of them." Greensill said, "I'm not prepared to mix our stuff with what they're doing," referring to the protesters. "I'm not part of that." So, yeah.
Sorry, that got drowned in a track sound from over
okay.
here.
Well, I'm just,
I should have been listening to the radio.
Yeah, you should. what I'm mentioning here is Angeline Greensill and presumably others have been working on getting the land back for a very long time, and there's been a tendency on behalf of the protesters to say that they made that happen. I think they hurried it up. I think council decided to do things quickly because of the protest, but that land is always going to be returned, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, but they didn't actually get round to it until the protest started.
No, but the Waitangi Tribunal process is in.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, that's been going for ages, yes. So
yeah.
And Angeline's quite right that she has been working really hard on that for years.
Yeah.
And you can read some of the reports if you search online for Waitangi Tribunal and Raglan.
Yeah, there's a lot to read, I must say. Here's a nice story. Homeless man and his dog get a new home thanks to the Raglan community. Give a little page, raised $17,000 for Brian Chesham and his dog, Luger, to get them a van. He's been sleeping rough for 15 years, and they got him a van to live in. And I think I saw Brian in town sometime in the last couple of weeks, actually. He'd been away and come back. So that's just a nice story. And most of these are not.
We get occasional stories like that.
Yeah. John, a tree fell on a moving car in Raglan, 13th of February. Did you know about that?
It was very windy at that time, so lots of trees fell over, and this one fell over just as a car was going by.
On the main road?
And someone, my recollection, was slightly injured. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Just that's more of a weird story than a very bad news story.
Well, maybe it's a climate change story, because we seem to have had lots of climate stories this year.
Maybe it is, yes. Charges laid against a protester following Raglan airfield occupation, so that's referring to RA. What happened with those charges, John?
It was never publicised, but my understanding is that they were dropped because they couldn't actually prove what they were trying to say.
Prove
it seemed to be more intimidation than actually having a sound case. But that's only what I've heard. It's not what I've read. So.
Okay. Well, who did you hear that from?
From Ra.
Okay. All right. So that's his side of the story. Couldn't be proved beyond reasonable doubt, as that's the way it's supposed to be. Surfing New Zealand and Rip Curl have cancelled the upcoming Rip Curl Raglan Pro due to be held on March the 19th and 20th at Manu Bay due to ongoing COVID. So
COVID's still a story and the cases are still increasing.
Yeah, so this is in March, February, March. COVID's still a big deal in town. Here's another nice story. Our new Papakainga coming to Whangaroa Raglan. This is the Papakainga that they're working on Wainui Road. And there's a number of houses there now, John, aren't there?
Yep. No, that's made quite a lot of progress during the year.
Yeah, I think they must
have that's been in planning for an awfully long time as well. So.
Yeah, but this year they finally got spades in the ground.
Yep.
Which was awesome.
I recall the Affordable Housing Trust way back, I think almost 10 years ago, was trying to arrange to use the batch that's there as a temporary accommodation. And the negotiations were going on at that stage and they weren't keen to let it be used for that. So.
In case it upset the progress. Well, we don't know. That's old news. Back to this. We've got to keep the ball rolling, John, because we're still in February here, apparently. They're jumping around with the dates. But the Raglan bus service will run as normal, it said on something said on February the 21st. What does that mean, John?
Well, it's a COVID story, really, because lots of drivers were taking time off because they were contacts or did have COVID. Which has been a problem for all businesses for most of the year. And as a result, the Hamilton bus timetables have been cut. So some of the Hamilton buses are now almost as infrequent as the Raglan buses. They run every 2 hours. I run every four hours.
But this is still a problem.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Not because people have got COVID, though, or they just can't get staff probably like everywhere?
I think it's a combination of not having the staff. They have put the staff wages up this year, so drivers are now getting paid more, but it's still not solved that shortage.
Much more?
I've forgotten what the figures are.
Well, basically,
it's several dollars an hour more.
Yeah. It's market forces, isn't it? If they still can't get people, they didn't put the wages up enough, did they? I'm sure there'll be a point at which they have no trouble getting drivers. That's how the market works.
Yeah.
Moving on.
If you paid them at the rate of solicitors, maybe they would be queuing up.
Absolutely. That'll work. You might not need to go quite that high, though. Confirmed COVID cases up from 5 to 8, we said late February. And Raglan, that's just a headline. I'm just going to leave that there, John, and move on.
Well, they've stopped giving the Raglan figures now, so we now have Waikato-wide figures.
Yeah.
And the estimates are that we've still got a similar sort of rate of cases in Raglan.
Yep. Whangaroa heads into the Omicron outbreak with 87% double, 60% boosted February the 24th. Yes, the... Well, again, I mean, I don't want to dwell on that because it just doesn't matter now in the way that it did back at that time when everyone was watching those numbers, you know, very heavily. March the 1st, Whangaroa now at 95 COVID cases. Mm-hmm. Then back to the airfield, John. Rebuild of Raglan's cut-down airfield fence. Plans expected from Monday. This is an ongoing thing. That could be. There's probably two or three headlines that say that exact same thing.
Yeah, I think it got cut down a couple of times. Remarkable that it hasn't been cut down since.
Now, John, I've moved through to... I'm still in February. And we're at 9:30. $72.90 for food waste collection. Oh, Raglan's been asked if they want to pay the food waste rate, which they did later on. That headline's to come. Raglan Whangaroa now at 231 COVID cases.
Yeah, that's when we really realised that COVID was here to stay.
Yeah. Now, John, I've jumped up to... What's the date for this? When Clint died?
Well, there was also the announcement that Axel Beck was going to stand as mayoral candidate. He was the first one to say that he was going to stand, and he missed out this last election.
Yeah, to no avail. So I haven't got the exact date that Clint passed, but I've got... Oh, here we go. On March the 14th, there's the article about Clint passing and long-running battle with cancer, stalwart of Raglan, our councillor, deputy mayor at one point. And there was, I was one of probably, I'd say, 25 people who were able to go to his funeral. So it was still under COVID conditions. And there was talk about having a memorial. I don't know how serious that was or if that will be happening or if they might do it a year later like they did with Bob McLeod. But that is that. And, of course, Clint was one of our DJs here too at the station. And now I'm scrolling up again. John, a long way. Big gap here. Raglan Airfield occupation ends with face-to-face talks planned March the 16th. Oh, and an update on that Raglan homicide investigation.
What's that?
They're still looking for it. So it just says update Raglan homicide investigation, March the 27th. But it's just police asking for more information. So earlier you'd been saying, oh, we never seem to hear what's happened.
Well, okay, that's why I'd forgotten about it, because they were only asking for more information. And
yeah,
I might be wrong, but I don't think we saw it again.
So. Yeah, often we don't, but it's possible that someone was caught and prosecuted and we just don't know about it. There seems my observation is that the pattern is that there's excited reporting when something happens, but the follow-up is...
and often it's months or even best part of a year later when it gets to court. So
yeah.
That's another reason why we don't see things. So maybe that's still to go to court if it is.
John, I'm in the end of March. Community board member crashes car... And gets a drink driving conviction.
And gets re-elected.
And well,
deputy chair.
That was later. So Chris Rayner was in the news for that. That was March. I didn't realise it was that long ago. He had 9 months of supervision and 80 hours of community work, which he did at the community house. So
Okay. It's news that I didn't know.
Yeah, he put himself to good work anyway. So something good came out of it for the community house. Moving on.
Probably made better contacts as a result and was more aware of what was going on.
Yeah, yeah. A closure of notorious fishing spot near Raglan not viable despite deaths. This is on April the 4th. District councillors saying this. What's that spot, John?
This is Papua Nui Point.
Papua Nui Point, where there's forever stories of people getting caught on the rocks there by the waves. A long list of people. I'm not even going to start on it. But, John, do you think that's true, that you just can't close that spot? I guess people just climb the fence if they want to.
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Unless you put a huge fence up there, and then probably people will find a way around it. So. Mm.
John, you'll enjoy this headline. April the 12th, WDC, the council says, we got it wrong. That's the message to dog owners after the council adopted its dog control bylaw and policy on Monday. District council decided to remove the proposed permit requirements for rural zoned properties for three or more dogs. That would annoy, yeah, lots of people have, like, you know, on farms have dogs.
Yep.
John?
I'm not quite with where you are at the moment.
No, I know.
I've just spotted the buses went to half fare.
Oh, did you? Did I miss that one?
I'm not sure where you got to.
I'm in April, and what John does is he collects every news item, and then at the end of the year we go through it, but we don't read every news item or even every headline because there's too many.
It take about 5 hours to go through it.
Yeah, so and I've planned what I want to do, and John's trying to keep up, basically. But you'll know about this one anyway because 67 appeals have been lodged with the Environment Court against the council decisions on their district plan. A large number of interested party notices have been filed in the period between... Well, anyway, John, the question I want to ask you is, how many of those appeals are from people like you who are private individuals and how many are from organisations who've got the resources?
As far as I can see, apart from me, they're all organisations that have got the resources.
Okay, there we go. So John Lawson is the equivalent of a whole organisation with resources. That's what I've concluded from that, John. What else you want
to
add?
I could afford to pay a few hundred dollars, yeah.
Yeah, but also you know how to handle yourself in those situations.
I'm not too sure about that.
Well, you were saying it was harder now than it has been in the past, but yeah. So who's lodging things?
Mostly developers who want to rezone areas that they own and develop them as housing, yeah. Mostly housing.
And for whatever money they spend on that will be peanuts compared to the money made on developing large parts of rural areas, so that's hardly surprising.
Well, this is how we end up with Rangitahi. So it was even under the previous legislation, it was quite hard to oppose it, and it's even harder since it's been changed by National.
Right.
So, yep.
All right. Moving on to, still April, Local Government Commission overturns the council on the Raglan Community Board area, John.
Mm-hmm. So we've now got a larger Raglan Community Board area, not as large as the ward, which it probably ought to be, but at least it covers Tamata and Tiuku now.
Yeah, yeah. And so that was, because of the mayor, the council had gone for a half and a half approach where they'd half expanded the board and ended up with the boundary running through the middle of Tamata and the middle of Tiuku.
Yeah, because I think also that it was when we put in an appeal against only having two Māori wards, whereas to avoid being underrepresented, there should have been three Māori wards, and they could quite easily have done it. And the commission recognised that, but said it hasn't been advertised, so we're not going to do it.
They don't want to get into anything where they haven't got any feedback, have they?
Yep.
Yeah, which is why they also didn't like the mayor's idea of half doing the community board larger. They said, no, you need, based on what you've got, you need to go to the full size that it is now.
Well, the mayor was also saying that we should have a rural and an urban seat, or rural and urban seats for the Raglan Community Board.
Yeah.
So they turned that one down, and we haven't got those, but we have got the only new person who's on the community board is from the rural area.
Yeah, so maybe those seats aren't required. No Raglan earthquake-prone buildings in high pedestrian areas. I thought we were in one now, but wait, I can't see the details. We're going to move on.
Well, I think that's because we're not classed as a high pedestrian area.
Oh.
And we're not in a high earthquake risk area either. So.
There can't be much of Raglan that's high pedestrian then. Whangaroa moves to orange with 8 new COVID cases each day. Hallelujah. Moment right there, April the 14th. 657 submissions for the food waste collection consultation. The staff and the council are astonished at the community input. that happens for things like recycling out here. But that was a tick, a yes for the targeted rate there. Oh, now we get into the regional council stuff. John Fawning, the Vapor, Russ Remington's first appears in the paper over alleged racist remarks.
And he was rolled, both as chair and as a councillor as well, because he did represent Hamilton on the regional council, but no longer.
Many more headlines to come on that. Another person died on State Highway 23 south of Raglan. That doesn't make sense, but anyway, south of Raglan. This is
sometimes
April.
Reports don't accurately understand our geography here.
Yeah, sole occupant died at the scene. I don't know much about that, just that that happened in April. John, do you have any recollection? There was Anzac weekend where...
You said it seemed a long year, and going through this, it seems even longer, so you're right.
Yeah, yeah. Raglan drinking water may be subject to fluoridation direction under the Health Amendment Act 2021.
Yeah, we've not heard any more about that either.
But no,
I imagine it's going to happen before too long.
The person who named, in that single car crash, was 26-year-old Zale Staheely from Raglan. Yeah, okay. So that was late April they named him. Andrew Little visits Raglan. So this is back about the treaty claims. One of the big problems that Angeline Greensill was telling us about on the radio a year or two ago was that the government likes to deal with like one entity, and so the claims out here, the government wanted to deal with Tainui, Waikato Tainui over the hill, and local four hapu here didn't want them being in charge of their treaty claim and the negotiations. So they did convince, I think they've successfully convinced the government to negotiate separately with the hapu out here. Angeline Greensill's been working on that a lot, and Andrew Little visited Raglan after being delayed by COVID quite a bit in April. So that was pretty substantial that for Andrew Little to do that, I think.
There's been so little publicity about it, it's hard to know just what is going on, and the people who are involved don't seem at all keen to talk about it.
I did talk to Taruki Thompson, who's different hapu to Angeline, but she said, I mean, there wasn't a lot of progress, but generally she said they were happy with the chat they had with them, so positive murmurings. back to the regional council, April the 29th, bid to lift sanctions for regional councillor Fred Litchwark pulled. So he had been barred from quite a few things in council because of, what did they say? A lot of complaints.
Well, it was bullying, wasn't it, I think, basically, that they were accusing him of. And Fred now points out that the same problems are carrying on, even though he's not there to create them, or allegedly create them.
That turned into a personality clash with Russ Remington, and Russ Remington was just kept putting his foot in it time and time again about the alleged racial remarks. Was that to do with Three Waters?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Just kept popping up. And here's another one. Barry Quayle replaces Remington as head of the regional council, so he got rolled by the councillors because he was just too bad for publicity. Oh, here's a nice story. Raglanite Rachel Goddard has written a free book for Tamariki on New Zealand frogs. John, have you read this book?
I looked through it very briefly. I can't say that I've read it.
So Rachel is the senior advisor for climate change at the council. And so it's not all boring bureaucracy for her. What else have we got? Oh, more Russ Remington. We're in May. Potential legal machinations to follow Remington's ousting. Yes, Raglan Community Radio ended up being contacted by lawyers wanting affidavits from us, which we weren't terribly cooperative, were we, John?
Well, we weren't. Well, I suppose if we'd done a lot of work, we could have done it, but basically it would have been doing the work that the lawyers get well paid for.
The thing that was weird is why they wanted affidavits when they could just get a copy of the recording. They wanted affidavits from John and from another staff member saying that yes, they did the interview or they did the work, and it was Ross Remington saying those things.
They hadn't made up the interview, yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. And for our staff member, it was particularly weird because she just listened to the recording to make the write-up. So, anyway, that was happening. That was a thing. I didn't realise that was so long ago. Raglan Bagels started in May. What else have we got? Daily progress has been made towards establishing a papakāinga. So this is just, I think it's an update. But this was national news, actually, about the papakāinga out on Wainui Road. So I just thought I'd mention that there. John, I'm moving through May.
Yeah, you've missed out all the pollution stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, I have. I'm just trying to go fast because we've got 15 minutes left. Fred Litchwark brought back onto the regional council. Right.
Well, that's when it became obvious that there was a split on the council, which now is 7-7.
Yeah, that's the previous, prior to the election. Parabola West, Song Fires, top of the Raglan Music Month selection. Yeah, we had a Raglan Music Month here at Raglan Community Radio. People voted, and Parabola West was top performer in the countdown there at number one. John, I'm moving on again, really a long, long way here. CCTV, Andrew Murphy, Senior Constable, was in Raglan at the Community Board to talk about this in June. So this has been a big problem, a big discussion. And if anyone wants an update, John, council's applied for... Do we know if they got that money yet for the Better Off funding for the CCTV cameras?
Well, we know next to nothing because the Community Board agenda for tomorrow has got very little in it. So
the reason I ask, though, is because we know that the funding for the project at the wharf was approved. So we should also know if the two C's, TV cameras have been approved. But we don't actually know, do we?
Closed circuit, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll leave that at don't know.
I've still not seen any confirmation that the WARF funding has been agreed from government sources. I've seen it from council claiming that they've got it. But
yeah, well, I don't think they'd make it up. But
council doesn't always get these things right.
You'd hope they got that right. That's fairly significant. Moving on, regional council rates up by 7.7%, but you don't pay much for those, so we're not going to dwell on that.
And just before that, Jackie Church had announced that she was going to stand for mayor, so she was the second one to put her name forward and now has become mayor.
Yes, five new bus services requested by the Raglan. Is this at the Infrastructure Committee meeting? So we got approved to have an internal bus service in Raglan. They were hoping to have it ready for summer. Maybe we'll find out at the community board.
They were hoping to have it ready for last summer because the funding was in the long-term plan at $100,000 a year.
But then things happened and...
still there's nothing about it in tomorrow's community board report.
Maybe John will ask at the community board meeting public forum. Okay, Matariki Day, our first celebration in Whangaroa, happened in June. John, I'm just racing through. Raglan Food win MPI Good Employer Awards 30th of June. Nominations open for community board and councillors June the 29th. $1 million of tourism money for Raglan Town to surf 2 million a path. Some of the people complaining about council wasting money on a path. They got it from the government. It's not your rates. Moving on, John. Don't say anything. Ra Puriri standing for mayor. That's the next announcement.
Yep. So we ended up with four candidates altogether. So now we've got three.
Yes. I don't know if we've got an announcement for Korikori Hawkins. Landlord who pitched tent under rental property refused to leave. This is a bizarre story. This happened in Raglan. Tenancy Tribunal hearing.
There's a few bizarre stories in amongst the sort of run of things. Just shows that maybe the Yorkshire saying of there's gnats are queer as folk.
Yes.
It's true.
Yeah, especially with the housing crisis on, it's putting pressure on people. There was a Manu Bay breakwater wall meeting. This is a controversy been going on for years and years. But everybody got together at one point during the year and worked out what they wanted to do and engaged experts to come up with a design, which they haven't yet. I think I got the time wrong there, John. That wasn't in July. That was later.
I've lost track again.
That's all right.
You've got to.
We'll keep moving. Council fails to maintain Waikawhai Walkway, then says it may solve problem by closing it. So this is it says Waikawhai Walkway. That's the one down to Laurentian Bay, is it?
It's between Cambrai Road and Laurentian Bay. Yeah, it goes down some steps and then alongside the stream, and it's the stream where the erosion has taken place.
So that's
it's also an area that was reclaimed from the harbour back in the 1970s. So I think some of that work has fallen apart.
Just in time for climate change and sea level rise,
or just old age. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true that things weren't maintained. One person in the council didn't maintain it. Someone else came up with the idea of shifting it to a very steep... Anyway,
and again, as you established with Dennis on Friday, that's something which he wasn't sure of and it isn't on the agenda.
Yeah, but there's a fairly active group of residents there, so I think they're going to keep on that case for sure. John, I'm just going to scoop through Raglan Airfield land to be returned to rightful owners. This was announced on August the 16th. So we've talked about that.
Yeah, so that hasn't been much said about it since then. So, as I say, we don't know what progress is being made.
On August the 18th, it was confirmed that community board candidates numbered 9 or 10, John? 10, I think. Plenty, anyway. Let's say plenty.
I think it was 9, wasn't it?
Was it 9? Okay. Yeah, sorry, 9. Yeah, plenty of candidates anyway. So we had a proper election, which was nice. But at this point of the year, it hasn't happened. Horse riders find loophole to ride on the beach. John, you've been following that one?
Well, yeah, it shows that very often the district council doesn't exactly follow the rules.
Yeah.
And in this one, there were a group of people with the resources and inclination to take it to the court. And the court said, you're right, they haven't followed the rules.
So the horses are back on the beach, but the council is going to close the loophole at some point. So,
well, it also allowed motor vehicles to go on the beach as well, because it overturned that rule. So the council rather rapidly put an amendment to a bylaw and got that one through.
Yeah, there's been a few dodgy afternoons at the beach where a lot of animals and a lot of vehicles on the beach, and it hasn't been the best.
So well, the enforcement generally seems to be lacking. I noticed there were people with tents up on Cliff Street overnight. Last night. So.
Oh, interesting. Right.
Whereas it's not supposed to be a freedom camping area. So.
Definitely not. Police look for a stolen car after Raglan BP armed robbery. So we do have a follow-up on that one. The person was prosecuted. They will get their sentencing early next year.
Yep.
But it was a rather sorry case when I heard about it. A very poor attempt at doing a robbery.
Well, there seem to have been a lot of robbery attempts in the last few months of the year.
Oh, and it wasn't a real gun either.
Okay, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, because one of the charges was for using an imitation firearm, which is still a charge just because you couldn't fire bullets with it. Raglan bus survey started. John, you're going to say we don't know the answer to that. What happened there?
It's still open, isn't it? So,
yeah.
And that puzzles me.
There was a.
If you want to, as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, go and have a look on the Raglan Community Board.
You can still have your say.
Website, yeah.
Coastal Reserve stakeholder meeting, 13th of September. That happened. That was quite a big deal for all the people who use the sports fields and the reserves on the coast here. For everyone else, probably quite disinterested. Oh, 5G telecom tower. It was announced that that's coming to Raglan up by the water tower, and you can't stop it. Basically, was the summary, wasn't it, John?
Yeah, well, they said they might consider funding something else when they were asked at the community board, but
yes.
That was only a might.
Yeah. Chris Rayner tried to get them to fund a repaint of the water tower. That'd be good for their PR, though. It'll look really good. They should. I recommend they do it. That's Vodafone, isn't it?
And put their logo on it, I suppose. Yep.
Well, yeah, of course.
Free advert.
That's the deal. Raglan Arts Weekend finally came back for Labour Weekend after many attempts to run during COVID. And that was quite significant, I think, because a lot of people have been working on that for about 2 years by the time it finally happened. Community Board election results, John. Can you find them? Shall I tell you?
Well, the election results for the Community Board was that we had one new member of the Community Board. As I say, from the rural area, but it was quite a turnover on the district council. So we've got only 5 of the original or the previous district council councillors.
Is that including the mayor?
Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of new councillors.
So 9 are new and 5 are old,
yeah.
So to speak.
Don't say old, John.
Most are well over their teenagers.
Yeah, so they're new and they're going to have to go through. It seems to be, talking to Lisa, like her, she found it quite a long learning experience getting used to council. So, it probably will slow them down a little bit, I think.
Well, the other significant thing is also that she's gone from being the only Maori member of the council to being 1 of 5.
Yeah, and so there were 2 from the specific Maori wards, but then 2 others as well from different wards around the district.
One of them because the mayor stood and we've still got first past the post, so she got in with very few votes, but So she was next on the list. She got elected.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what else can you do? That's the way it works.
Well, with proportional representation,
you could do that.
Have a second preference, and that probably wouldn't have been the second preference. But.
And Jackie Church became our mayor. Axel Beck, to a lot of people surprised, did not win the mayoralty. Missed out by about 1,000 votes. I just want to shout out to Ross Wallace, who is the one new community board member, and actually got the most votes. All the other candidates who are new, I think they didn't do very well just because they weren't that well known. But Ross is obviously way better known in the community than I realised. So moving on from the election, Daniel Kirriope has saved someone's life out on the waves in October. I keep telling people we can't rely on DK being at the beach when we get in trouble out there. Use your common sense as usual. Be careful. Don't take risks. It's
I think that's the message that comes through all these things, isn't it? That usually it's some form of risk-taking when people get in trouble.
Yeah.
Occasionally it's not, and things just go wrong because they're unlucky. But
yeah, so we're in October. We're racing down. John and I are doing the end-of-year wrap-up of the news items, and it is a race. The Better Off funding was approved at $3.2 million. Was that October, or did that come out more recently? Well, I've got this.
Well, this was... The funding that they were getting, but it hadn't actually been allocated.
Yeah, I did ask Dennis Amell earlier last week why it was so much money for that. Partly it's because of increases in building costs recently, but also they've learned things about the ground they're building it on, which has made it fairly costly. That's a quick summary.
Yeah, it does seem to me that spending $6 million on the wharf isn't the highest priority for that sort of spending in Raglan. But.
And again, it's stymied by how the government releases the money. They said, okay, we've got some money to give you. We want to see anything that you've already got ready to go because they want a quick result. They don't want to go through the whole community consultation process and designs and things like that. They say, what have you got that we can do right now? And so that was it. Yeah.
But you might ask why that was the project that was ready to go.
Well, yeah, but that's a long story, and we've only got 3 minutes, John.
Okay.
The Naranui Beach toilets are on the move. Erosion happened much quicker. Was that only October that they moved that? That was earlier in the year, wasn't it, John?
No. The story came up earlier in the year because there was a plan to do it, but then it didn't actually happen until quite recently.
Oh, that's the toilet block, not the surf tower. When was the surf tower moved?
I think it was probably last year, wasn't it?
Is that why it's not in this year's list? Okay.
And now they've not even got the caravan down there because there's not room for it. So.
Yes, it's all happening. Christopher Luxon, unaware Barbara Couriger, our local MP, met the Agriculture Minister family. What? That headline doesn't make sense.
Well, this is the story that's been ongoing for a long time about the... I think it was her son who was prosecuted... but it was a family company, and they had put down quite a lot of their cattle because they were getting lame, despite vets' warnings.
Right.
So this was a case that was brought by the ministry, and the latest story on it that you're just looking at is when she was trying to put pressure on the ministry, presumably not to continue with the prosecution or whatever.
So sort of using her position of influence.
Well, that was the suggestion. And as a result, she lost the position she had as national spokesperson. Yep.
Okay, all right. Slap on the wrist. She'll be back. Pamela Storey has been selected chair of the Waikato Regional Council out of a hat. More on that later, John.
Yep.
the review into the future for local government. Oh, there was one thing here that you put in that I really was interested in. Research across the field has shown that a well-facilitated group of citizens can make better decisions than a group of experts. So this is the idea of citizens' assemblies. That's interesting, isn't it, John?
Well, it's the original Greek idea of democracy, that you, rather like a jury system, you randomly select people to run a system, and because they don't need to get elected and don't... see it as a career or anything, they're just there for the short period, and they actually make more sensible decisions than people who are looking to get re-elected and say popular things and
or maintain
get
a career
funding.
It's a nice summary. I like it. That explains it well. What else we get? Oh, Dennis Amore elected new chairperson with Chris Rayner as deputy chairperson on November the 3rd. That's for our community boards. Horticultural Society held a garden ramble. Should I drop that one in there?
Yep, which they hadn't been able to do the previous year.
So I saw one of the houses just up from the roundabout here had a lot of people at it.
But it only had about half the people, probably because we don't have as many visitors and probably because the weather wasn't all that great.
Group's unsuccessful attempt to ram raid Raglan Liquor Store. Well, we like stories like this. That was just down the road here, wasn't it, John?
Yes. But it was unsuccessful, so it shows the value of having steps and having a wooden door, I suppose, rather than a glass front.
Well, hold on. Did the people doing the ram raid not understand that thirsty liquor is... Like, they're driving into a concrete wall with dirt behind it. Like, they're driving... Yeah, not so smart. It just occurred to me how stupid that was. Like, there's no, you can't ram raid an earth bank, basically. It's built it's built on ground. Anyway, moving on. A wind farm planned for coastal Waikato, this news announced on November the 12th. John, you like this news?
Sorry, I've not caught up.
Oh, the wind farm announced for off the coast out here.
Well, again, that's a story that we've not seen any more about, and we may not.
Well, it's an announcement that they're looking at doing. They'd like to do it, really, isn't
it? Yeah, it certainly makes sense from a climate change point of view and probably from an economics point of view. But whether, and I think I mentioned at the time that this is a company that's not actually built any so far, although they've got projects around the world. So it remains to be seen whether this one actually happens. And even they're saying maybe 2030 as a date for it.
Yeah, okay. Whangaroa Wharf Projects update, November the 20th. Over the coming weeks, construction crews will finish the maintenance and repair work on the east of the wharf and the dolphin. That's pretty much... Is it nearly finished now, is it, John?
No, they've still got lots of work going on down there. I was down there last night, and they've still got tarpaulins under the dolphin.
Okay. All right, so stuff's still happening. But closing in, presumably they want to have it done before Christmas, but we'll see how we go with that. Feedback sought on safety work at high-risk Whatawhata intersection. They're talking about putting a roundabout there. Treated wastewater to be released on incoming tide this evening, John, November the 24th. Here we go again.
But you have missed out some of the stories which are more promising, that they have possibly identified where they might put it on land rather than into the harbour.
Sorry, I did skip over. I didn't mean to skip over that. But, yeah, so the possibility of land-based sewage treatment in Whangaroa is... definitely on the cards, negotiating a piece of land at the moment. Will it be all year round or will it not be because of, during the rainy season?
It looks from the latest reports that it could be all year round, but we haven't seen any detailed reports since July.
Okay.
And again, it's one of those issues which I think should be on the community board agenda for tomorrow, but it's not.
I asked council staff for some information about what's happening with the smoke testing and other stormwater still going into the sewage, and I haven't had an answer back. Don't let me forget, John. I've got to chase that up.
They're probably waiting a month, which they can do under the Official Information Act.
Back at the Regional Council, after everyone promising that there wouldn't be any controversy, as soon as they got round to trying to select the committees and things, Pamela Storey, the Regional Council Chairperson, was accused by Noel Smith of trying to stack committees and doing horse trading. John, I have to be honest, I thought that's what always happened.
They did change it and decide that it was going to be each committee that was going to elect a chair.
Yeah.
So it did have that outcome. But then you look at the committees and they're also split 4-4.
Yeah. I interviewed Pamela Storey at the start of the week and she did point out that they had about 30-something decisions that were unanimous decisions. So it wasn't the whole story. But she had to use her casting vote to make a few things happen. I don't think she wanted to use it on everything.
Yep.
I think that was the gist of that.
You were quite right. We did need to race through it because we've now got 10:05.
Right, well, the last three things. Police are searching for a man missing after he slipped on some rocks and fell into the water. Now, this is Pukarewa Road, 10 km north of Raglan near Tiako, and we still don't have an answer to that question. Did they find the body?
No.
Okay.
I think that's why we've got the Rahui.
Yeah, there is one, is there?
Yes.
I missed that. Too busy getting ready for this. Police investigate ram raid on Raglan Cafe, on Raglan Roast. Oh, good grief, I missed that as well. So November the 30th.
Yeah, for some reason recently stories like that have had hardly any coverage.
Where did you find that? Waikato Times.
Yes.
Well done. Cafe operator sought for Raglan at Rangitahi. End of the year, they want you in there. And that is all the news items that we've got, John. Anything else? Anything happened today since we started?
Well, this the boat capsized you were mentioning, so that's probably this week's major story.
Yeah, more unhappiness out on the water. That when you watch the video, folks, on go to stuff.co.nz and there's a video from the surf cam of the boat. They just, I mean, I don't do boating, but it was pretty obvious that they shouldn't have been out there.
So. And during this interview, I've kept mentioning the community board meeting, which is happening
at
1:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Here in the town hall in the supper room?
Yep, and for which we've got an unusually short agenda, but also we don't usually have a meeting in December. It's usually left till February, so I'm not quite sure whether this is the new mayor trying to get more meetings to keep people informed and maybe the staff not being keen on keeping people informed, or maybe they weren't informed themselves that there was going to be a meeting, so they've not written the reports. We might find out tomorrow.
Yes, bit of conjecture, but yeah, and I will report back to people. I'll talk tomorrow morning about what is on the agenda that we could find, and on Thursday I will report back on what happened at the meeting if there's anything of importance happening there. Thank you for coming in, John.
Thank you.
This is our end-of-year wrap-up for 2022. And we're only a few minutes over, so that's quite good, really.
Well done for condensing 5 hours into 40 minutes.
Yeah, that feels like a threat that we could take 5 hours, John. I think we'd have no listeners left by the end of that. In fact, I wouldn't be here either. Thanks for coming in, John. All right, folks, end of the show for the day. Obviously, I will see you all again tomorrow morning.